because my father was a very keen sportsman. He played cricket in his younger days, well, and in his older days, for Cherbury, and then Montgomery, and he also played football for Cherbury. And they tell me he was quite a good footballer. And then, of course, he became captain of Montgomery's second team. And
this is the cricket now.
This is the cricket, yeah. And he'd go to play on a Saturday afternoon, and of course the family would go, sandwiches in the car, and away we'd go down to Limer. And we'd have a really good Saturday afternoon. And maybe, you know, I'd be possibly 12 or 13, and, you know, they'd they'd be short of a player. And, of course, I'd, you know, be bucking up straight away and think, oh, here's a game of cricket for me. And, yeah, I'd have a game of cricket, you know. And of course, there was a lot of older players that played for the second team, then players that were, well, perhaps I'll say getting past their best, but, you know, gentlemen, the names, well, quite a few I can remember. There was Walter Wood and Fred Weaver and George Weaver, Addle Brad Davis now I'm talking about, and then, and of course, Addle Davis the Saddler. Yeah. He'd have a game, and the gentleman, as I think everybody in Montgomery knew, with sport, connected with sport, Basil Phillips Mass, we called him.
And, Mass.
We always called him Mass.
Right.
But Basil Phillips, his name was, like.
Where did the Mass come from?
Well, I have no idea where it came from. It just, you know, something. And he was a great influence on the young people, and especially with the cricket. Yeah. And he was also a very good table tennis player as well.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. But he was a great influence with the cricket. I can remember him, you know, when we used to go practicing in the week. He'd tell you where, how to bowl, and tell you where you wanted to pitch the ball. And
so he was a good player in his time?
Yes, I believe he was. Yes, he did play a little bit in the second team, like, you know, but I never remember him at his best, but they reckon he was very, very good.
Yeah.
You know, he was a chap that, cricket, but he'd used his head, you know.
Yes.
He'd suss a batsman out when he came in, and he'd know where to put the ball and drop it. And that's how what he used to do with us. He'd tell us, you know, you've got to watch the batsman and see where he plays, and, you know,
think about it.
Tease him and drop it. And
did he work in the town?
He worked at Bunners, yes.
Ah.
Oh, yes, he worked at Bunners for a number of years. He wasn't married, not to my knowledge anyway.
Yeah.
And he lived with two ladies by the name of Miss Davis's up Kerry Street. And I think it's in the house where Robert and Joan Jones live now. They're up there.
I know, yes. Yes,
yeah.
Just up around the corner from the
Dragon.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, great.
And then, of course, we'd have this game of cricket on a Saturday afternoon, and perhaps, you know, my dad would be coming to the end of their innings, and perhaps my dad would give me a ball, like, you know, which I thought was great. And I'd always be the last man to go into bat, like.
Yeah.
And maybe I was fortunate to get a bat, and maybe I wasn't if they'd knock the runs off before. it was a start, like, you know, and it was something. And then, of course, when we lived at Weston, we used to play cricket at home a lot, you see. We had our own cricket pitch there, which we made, you know, on the field, and we'd roll it and cut it with a mower, like, you know. And
it's probably as well kept as the cricket ground.
And of course, we used to play games then with against teams from Montgomery come out. Montgomery and Weston at cricket, you see, and we'd have a real good night, like, you know.
Really?
Oh, so yeah, yeah.
On your land?
Yeah. You know, all the old lads. I mean, this Henry Maddox, as I can remember, he'd play, and my dad, and then Addle Davis and Addle Brad, as I said, and Walter Wood and them, they'd bring a team from Montgomery, and, you know. And, you know, we'd have a real good night, like, you know, and a real good laugh, like, and